WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This season has been filled with movies about erotic obsessions. The latest is Peter Greenaway's The Pillow Book. Greenaway is best known for his film The Cook, The Thief, His Wife, and Her Lover, starring Helen Mirren. John Powers has a review of The Pillow Book.
We're going through a period when bodies are no longer just bodies. They're potential works of art, sculpted in gyms, studded with piercings, tattooed like the most precious of canvases. No movie explores our current body fetish any more skillfully than The Pillow Book, an exquisite, slightly eerie portrait of romantic craving. Set in Kyoto and Hong Kong, it tells the story of Nagiko, played by Vivian Wu, a young woman who's living out a strange Oedipal fantasy. When she was a little girl, Nagiko's father used to celebrate her birthday by doing calligraphy on her face. Now grown up and working as a fashion model, she keeps looking for new men to write elaborate characters all over her naked body. Disappointed by their handiwork, Nagiko eventually switches roles. She becomes the one who wields the brush, inscribing herself on the bodies of men, in particular, one man. She plunges into an affair with a bisexual English teacher played by Ewan McGregor, the rising Scottish star who appeared in Trainspotting and Emma. But this teacher is also the lover of a male publisher, and their love triangle ultimately creates a passion so deep that it seeks to defy death. The first thing that should be said about The Pillow Book is that, unlike most movies that are supposed to be erotic, this one actually is. This isn't simply because the actors are good-looking and spend considerable time undressed, although I should mention that devotees of full frontal male nudity will not feel cheated by McGregor's scenes. Still, what gives this movie its erotic charge is Nagiko's deep seriousness in her pursuit of her obsession, and the palpable sensuality of dark, wet ink being brushed onto pale, warm flesh. The movie is filled with sexy scenes, some earnest, others cheerful, as when Nagiko first meets the language teacher and asks him to write on her body, a task he initially performs very badly.
I'll give you another chance. The last one. Right on my breasts.
A little inappropriate.
Why? I'll decide what's inappropriate. Writing Yiddish. What's Yiddish for breasts? If you're a writer, surely you'd write on anything.
To see what happens next will cost you the price of a ticket. The Pillow Book marks a huge comeback for Greenaway, whose reputation reached its peak in 1989 with The Cook, The Thief, His Wife and Her Lover, then popped like a bubble 2 years later when he released the unwatchable Prospero's books. Of course, Greenaway's work will never be all that popular, for it's a strange, contradictory blend of the visually refined and the viscerally repellent. He's addicted to nastiness, like the swarming maggots in A Zed in Two Noughts, or the cannibalism in The Cook, The Thief. Yet he treats this ugly material in an aestheticized style that's studied, packed with allusions, and almost insanely Baroque. For him, more is more. If you asked Greenaway to design a communion wafer, he'd give you something that looked like a wedding cake. Like all of his work, The Pillow Book has its disgusting moments. For instance, a corpse being flayed. And it sometimes threatens to smother us beneath an avalanche of ravishing images. But for the first time since The Belly of an Architect, one of his movies is also grippingly human. Even as we're dazzled by the nude calligraphy and visual opulence, we're drawn into Nagiko's story by Wu, whose deliberately flat manner hints at reservoirs of passion and melancholy. In fact, for all its kinky excess, The Pillow Book is rooted in universal emotions: love, desire, jealousy, the heartbreak of passing time. As brainy as it is perverse, the movie transforms its heroine's calligraphic yearnings into a metaphor for romantic longing and sexual possession. It suggests that, one way or another, we all want to put our signature on our lover's body.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.